The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our, well, the first hour of our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Just go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. I have to say, out here in the Great Pacific Northwest, it is a beautiful Easter Sunday morning. Kind of a high overcast, but blue sky behind it, and I can see downtown Seattle. I can sort of make out a little bit of the Olympics behind. Definitely can make out the guy on the other side of the table in his North Face jacket, grumbling about how cold it was yesterday and this morning. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, who's here. Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
You're a little cold, are you?
Yeah, I was. Well, I spent a lot of time outside yesterday, which is why I was complaining.
Might there have been an outdoor baseball game that
there
you
was.
Might have been calling yesterday?
There was an outdoor doubleheader, and the first one went 12 innings, so I spent a solid 8 hours outside calling that.
No wonder you were cold.
Yes, it was very cold.
You need your football clothes.
Yeah, it wasn't quite baseball weather. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she's cold or not. We'll have to see what's going on in her studio, but Animal World co-producer and call screener Sandy Gaston is here. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, and I agree with Gary. It's definitely cold.
It was 36 degrees at my house today.
And the wind is blowing, and it's the weather hasn't been happy weather.
All right. Well, before we get to chit-chatting too much, let's get everybody present here because we have a round table here. It is... Not only is it Easter Sunday, it's the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday. And joining us once again, shall I say, the voice is back. Embarrass him right off the bat. That would be one of our most popular Animal World vets. That's Dr. Bill Burlingame from Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning. You
Happy
know, it was
Easter.
60 degrees at my house this morning.
What? Oh, stop. It was not.
Oh, that was inside.
Inside. Well, speaking of that, I have to tell you guys that it is Easter today, but to me, it feels more like Christmas.
And why is that, Martha?
Oh, thank you for asking.
I mean, we've been together too long. I know when my lines are supposed to come up.
We didn't even discuss that ahead of time.
No.
Is she good?
No,
okay.
I'm good, yeah.
Well, aside from the fact that there were two hailstorms that blew through my neighborhood this week, and my ground was white, looking like snow.
Yeah.
But that actually not. You know my friends Chris and Rhonda.
Yes.
You know, to my best friends that live out in Gold Bar, and you know, we've been friends for like ever. And we get together and have, you know, formal celebration for Christmas and our birthdays and that sort of thing. Problem is, at Christmas time, like, you know, they usually leave the area to visit family, and we get busy, and I was moving and just getting settled and all that kind of stuff. It always takes us a while to get to our formal Christmas celebration. You know, where we get together and have dinner together and exchange gifts and all that sort of thing. Well, last year, and just to give you an idea how long it takes us to do Christmas sometimes, last year our Christmas was in July.
Nice.
Okay, but this year we're ahead of schedule, and we had Christmas on Thursday night.
Oh, fun.
And I went out to their place for homemade pizza. We watched Survivor together because we're into Survivor. And...
I didn't realize that show's still on.
I didn't know it was.
Oh,
either.
It's on, and it is the best season ever.
What is it, like season 35? What are you on now?
It's been on a long time. It's
season 20.
Do you watch Survivor?
Sure, I like that.
Hey, are you on Russell's team?
I don't know. He's a great competitor.
Yeah.
He's a lion toad, but he's, you know.
Oh, what are they? We probably can't even what they call him on the internet. I don't know. You might have to because it's derogatory to. But yeah, he's something else. But because they have the heroes and villains going on. So popular players from previous seasons, and they have a really really good group. This last Thursday the show was okay. The Thursday before, though, when Russell should have gone home, but he didn't, and he saved Parvati with an immunity idol. I mean, those of you that don't know Survivor have no clue, but anyway. So I went out on Thursday evening. We had Christmas and exchanged. And anyway, I'm so excited because I have a new toy, because my Christmas gift was in a weather station.
Oh, cool.
That's what I wanted, because see, I used to know what temperature it was when I lived in Seattle, because, you know, I had thermometers in the house, a thermostat, and then I had an outdoor thermometer in the cat run, but that was attached to the house, so it, like, all stayed in Seattle when I moved, and my only indoor thermometer broke in the move, so I've been living out, you know, Monroe all this time and had no idea what the actual temperature was outside or inside until I left, because then my car tells me the outdoor temperature. Anyway, this gadget, there's it looks like a small computer screen that sits in your house. And then you put outdoor, there are three stations you put outside the house, and one measures the wind, and one measures outdoor temperature and humidity, and the other measures rainfall. And then so you have this little screen inside, so it tells you the indoor temperature and the indoor humidity, and then it tells you everything that's going on outdoors.
Wow.
And I'm so excited. I'm like my own little private little weather station. It's very cool. That's how come I knew it was 36 degrees outside my house this morning. I didn't have to get in my car to find that out. I just had to look at my little weather station.
We're very excited.
So that's why I'm in Christmas mode.
And Bill's laughing.
So you guys are just sitting on the edge of your seats, huh?
Well, you know, I was waiting for other than the weather, you know, like, does it tell you that it's raining? Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, it tells you how much rainfall.
Oh.
It has a little thing that it collects the water.
You know what I have as a weather station?
A rock.
A friend of mine sent me this stick from Canada from some kind of tree, know, Bill? And it either points down if it's raining or points up if it's going to be sunny. So I stick my head out the door and it says, oh, no, it's going to be good today. No rain, Sandy. And I'm like, oh, thank you.
It's a stick?
It's a stick from a tree. A piece of branch from a tree.
I see.
I have it nailed to my porch.
Okay.
Look at her. I wish we had a camera on, because Martha's looking at me going, huh, in this computer.
Wait, are you all getting that picture of a stick nailed to the outside of Sandy's door that goes up and down? That's a little strange.
I'll take a picture of it and send it to you so that you can put it on the website so folks can see it.
That would be good.
My weather station.
And my cat run is progressing. You know that I'm in the process of my cat run's getting built, which is going to be the most fabulous cat run I think that's ever been built on the planet. And it's actually starting to look like a cat run. It's the foundation's in, and the four posts and cement, and then the big beams went up last Saturday, and then now it's been framed in around. So it's almost looking official. It's excited.
Wow.
My cats are excited. I'm excited. So there you go. So I'm in Christmas mode. Anyway, so what are we doing today? Well, it's the first, can you believe it? It's April.
It's April.
Huh. Did first anybody Sunday get you, April. Anybody get God on April Fool's Day? No? Did
you know,
anybody
I
do
did.
Any good at, you did?
I did. A friend of mine who has a blog, and she does a lot of rescue work, wrote that she had decided that she was going to give up doing rescue in Kentucky, and she's and do some other things, do some traveling, because she hasn't done anything like that. And it was very elaborate. And I'm going, I can't believe this. This is just amazing, Kat. Well, good for you. And then I get down at the bottom of the blog and April Fools. Ha, ha, ha. So, yeah, she got me.
All right, Dr. Bill, did you get April fooled?
No, I made it through.
Yeah, me too.
Safe.
Pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you haven't figured it out, folks, yes, it's Easter Sunday, but yes, we're live in the studio. Because, you know, we were talking about this last week, weren't we? I think we've done a live show on, I think, every holiday that's possible to fall on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Gary pointed out that we, of course, have not done a Thanksgiving holiday here.
No.
But we've never had a Thursday show, so that would explain that.
They'll have to move Thanksgiving to Sunday for us.
But we've been here for 4th of July. We've been here. We're here on Easter Sunday every year. We've done Labor Day, and we do Christmas and New Year's. We've mm-hmm. been in the studio. We've been done Christmas several times in the
Boxing
last.
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Passover.
Yeah.
Hanukkah.
So if it's a holiday on a Sunday, we're here anyway. That's right.
Hanukkah fell on a Sunday. Hanukkah because it's so long.
It's long, yeah.
Yeah. And the same with Passover. You know, it's still Passover right now, so we're enjoying Passover. Bitter herbs.
Okay. Well, let's see. What are we doing today? Well, we're not doing a lot to start with. This is, I think, officially will go down as the slowest animals in the news week ever.
Wow. It is. Look, she just has like two papers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the thinnest pile I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't have not a lot happening with animals in the news. We will cover the little volume of news. And let's see, we've got, the Animal World Prize Closet is the fullest it's been in quite a while this morning, isn't it? It is.
Yes, it is. But before, do you have anything in the good news about the breast cancer in whale?
No.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can Google it because I saw a really pristine piece on the news on television about a whale in L.A. and a woman that was on a surfboard paddling from
Catalina?
Catalina. Yes. So I'll see if I can find that for you because it was pretty incredible.
All right. Well, now, we have to say, let's see, in the Animal World Prize Closet, throughout the show today, we've got several things to give away. We will be giving away a couple of copies of Dr. Al Pluckner's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. We've got a couple of copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. And then we also have a one-year free subscription to the Robin Alexis Soul Spa on her website. And if you don't know what that is, if you've not heard about this before, go to Robin's website, www.robinalexis.com. And Robin, of course, is the co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis that airs live here on Wednesdays at noon. And she's an incredibly gifted mystic and psychic and medium and clairvoyant, and she just is on another page than most of us and comes from a very high level. And she's put together just an incredible website in the Soul Spa with these energy portals that are channeled through St. Mary Magdalene and great meditations and all kinds of stuff. And anyway, it costs $25 a month to be a part of this Soul Spa, and we're giving away a whole year's subscription. Now, anyone can join for a month for free. And to qualify to win the one-year subscription, you need to be a new Soul Spa member, and you need to be able to navigate Robin's website. So you need to go to www.robinalexis.com, and you need to sign up for the one-month free subscription to the Soul Spa, because that will then give you, set you up with your username and password, and you have to be able to give Sandy your username and password when you call to win the free subscription. And we've been having a little bit of difficulty with finding qualified winners the last few weeks, and what we've found out is that many of you are having trouble navigating the website and getting your username and password. So we have a handy dandy little, thanks to Bob Bordenero, little guide as to how to do that. So if you are one that would like to win the Soul Spa membership but haven't figured out how to get a username and password, you can call Sandy and she can explain to you, kind of coach you through that. So, well, and I think what we'll do, Sandy, is just say the first qualified caller during the show today will win 1 year through free Soul Spa subscription. So there we go. All right. Do we have anything in the follow-up department? Well, not really, because it's sort of follow-up, but It could be good news. The most interesting article this week. And it's out of the Seattle Times. You can search about India. Did you know that they call them sniffer dogs, you know, to sniff out explosives? That it is a huge growing industry in India. And sniffer dogs are in high demand in India as officials boost security in the aftermath of the deadly Mumbai attacks in November of 2008. The army has long used dogs to battle separatist violence in the states of Kashmir and Punjab. But as insurgents and terrorists expand their targets across the country, dogs are also being deployed to malls, metro stations, luxury hotels, and other public places in India's booming new cities. Now, there would be other ways to protect against some of the threats, but they can't. They cannot. Oh, that's my story. Cool. Thank you. They can't afford the more sophisticated security means, so they are training like crazy these, you know, bomb and explosive sniffing dogs. New Delhi's police department has 32 and has ordered 50 more. And it's pretty amazing. So if you want to read more about the use of what they call sniffer dogs in India, search it on Seattle Times. And let's see. Oh, locally, we've had some activity at the Woodland Park Zoo. They've been in the news with us, at least recently. Do you know that they're hatching baby Humboldt penguins? And the first one hatched on Thursday, and they expect another one to hatch today. And then I guess in the follow-up department, and this could be considered good news, I've mentioned a couple of times, and this was the former fire chief down in Riverside, California, that was arrested for animal cruelty for beating his neighbor's puppy. So it's not, anyway, he has been sentenced. He got 3 years probation on Friday on animal cruelty charges, and he has to do 400 hours of community service working with dogs. He has to take anger management classes and serve 90 weekend days in jail. So they're sending a pretty stern message about treating animals right. Now, I'm also going to remind you of the things you need to be aware of, or the thing most need to be aware of, I think, around Easter, and that would be the fact, and Dr. Bill, I'm interested to know if you have run into problems with lilies being toxic and extremely poisonous to cats. And everything I read about lilies say they only just have to chew on them a little bit to go into severe kidney failure. Now, have you experienced this in your practice?
Can't remember the last time we had a case like that.
Really?
Yeah.
So with all the Easter lilies, are they just not attractive to cats?
They are a little smarter than we are.
Because I don't even have lilies in my house, because I have Abyssinians, and they chew on anything, any kind of plants, and so forth. So I just don't have lilies in my house, and I haven't had Easter lilies in the house since I've had my Abyssinians. And because, as I don't know if you know about lilies, but it says that they just have to chew on parts of the lily to be affected.
I'm thinking any part of the lily is probably toxic.
Yeah.
But most likely they're going to chew on the leaves, and maybe they taste bad enough that they take one chew, and it's, you know, because they got a pretty strong flushing mechanism in their mouth.
Cats do?
Yeah, I would tend to think they probably have to actually ingest a fair amount. But it's getting down there that's, they're going to flush that out.
Well, folks, if you're concerned about lilies being toxic or any of your house plants or plants in general, you can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. On the left-hand side of the homepage, there's a whole bunch of links there. If you scroll down and click on Of Interest, you will find a link there to hook you up with, I think it's the ASPCA website that has the list of everything that's toxic, all the plants and flowers and stuff that are toxic to cats, so you can check that out. But just be careful and make sure that you don't leave those Easter lilies around for the kitties to chew on. Yeah, well, that took all of about 3 minutes to do the news.
Well, then that'll give you a chance to read this whole thing because it's really
Is it worth it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, then, Gary.
From beginning to end. I mean, and just to let you know that before you start reading it, to let our listeners know, before you go into that, though, that this that she set out to try to raise $100,000, and after this whale joined her, within 24 hours, she had made her goal. When she started out, she only had $6,000 worth of donations for breast cancer.
Wow. Wow.
So the story is really worth reading. So
okay. It's Gary, it is now time for the best good news about animals. We just have to look out the window and we'd be walking on sunshine. Oh, yeah. All right, now this story that Sandy printed out for me. Let's see. California surfer receives whale of an escort during marathon paddle. And it shows a photograph of a woman, looks like in kind of a wetsuit, on a surf, sort of a surfboard.
Well,
like
it's a surfboard.
A surfboard with a paddle and then a whale next to her. And you can see that. And let's see. It says, when Southern California surfer Jody Nelson set out Sunday to stand up paddle nearly 40 miles from Santa Catalina Island to Dana Point, she hoped it'd inspire her best friend, who has been involved in a long and exhausting struggle with breast cancer, to keep fighting. Nelson, 34, whose mother and aunt are cancer survivors, also hoped her nine-hour test of endurance would raise money for two cancer charities and heighten awareness about a plight affecting millions of women. What Nelson could not have known was that a 30-foot mink whale would swim alongside her 14-foot board and accompany the surfer as she stood and paddled for two of those 9 hours, thus joining the cause. Quote, it was a day that all of us involved will never forget, Nelson said, in reference to Angela Robinson, her best friend, and the rest of the crew on board an escort boat. Well, that's nice. So she had an escort boat. That's good. Mink whales are not commonly seen off Southern California, and those spotted by boaters are often elusive. So when a mammal Nelson named Larry joined her endeavor to become the first woman to make this long paddle, she took it as a sign. Larry the mink whale, huh? But he's right. She's like, look at that. Almost like right on top of him.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he rolled and danced, and she said he was so close, he blew bubbles, and she could smell his breath. She said, which was kind of gross.
Wow. Let's say she says, quote, to me, it was a total God thing. We prayed at 4 that morning that God would reveal his beauty in creation and nature and allow me to endure this long trek. So for me, it's not such a huge surprise that this happened. Larry did not merely swim close to Nelson. He rolled around repeatedly alongside her and blew bubbles beneath her board. A film crew was on the escort boat with CNN, Fox News, and ABC are just some of the networks she says are interested in the story and footage. This type of quality encounter is highly unusual. She raised, this is what you said, $6,000 in advance. And then her goal was $100,000. Let's see. Larry or no Larry, completing a stand-up paddle over 39.8 miles of ocean and sharks speaks volumes about Nelson's strength, stamina, and determination. Larry took her mind off the task for 2 magical hours, but her mind never strayed from the cause. Quote, I can't even begin to compare what I did to what cancer patients are going through, but I wanted to put myself out there in a dangerous and scary, overwhelming situation. Something was big, and just to show people that you can win that battle with that big, scary thing called cancer. Quote, I wanted to draw some kind of parallel and just encourage people to keep fighting. Those wanting to help Jody with her mission can do so via her page on the Keep Abreast Foundation website. All right. There. Oh, here's that whale jumping. Look at him jumping out of the water. Ooh.
Yeah, you should just, if you want to just, if you just Google whale and woman on a surfboard is what I did.
Is that okay? This will come up?
The pictures are so beautiful. The color.
Here you go, Gary.
Oh, my God. It's just, looking at the pictures, it brings tears to my eyes. It's just incredible. So I think that's really good news. Especially when we've been talking so much about whales and, you know, these large mammals that think so much and do so much for us.
Well, yeah, and I still always fall back on Mary Gettin's great book, you know, Communicating with Orcas,
Definitely.
The Whale's Perspective, and what the communication that she's received from our local orcas here. And it's amazing, the spiritual wisdom that comes from those incredible beings. So you know there's no coincidence that this mink whale showed up to escort her for part of her trip. That's very cool. Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
All right, so that is good news, the best good news about animals. And that wraps up the news part of the show. Woohoo. Not a whole lot there. Well, I tell you what, why don't we, a little early, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And that, of course, being the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So please pay attention, support our sponsors. And then we'll come back, and how about we get started with Vet Sunday? Think that's appropriate?
It is.
Bill's saying he's into that.
I got enough coffee up. So.
All right, you've had enough coffee now?
Yeah,
you're ready?
Probably too much.
Probably too much?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of getting rolling on mine. Uh-huh. But I have two versions of caffeine in front of me, so I think I'm in good shape. Well, actually, we have three because we also have chocolate. We are ready. All right. Well, speaking of that, Gary, did because you have, I think you're the only one, Bill, you don't have any little kids at home, right?
No.
I mean, and Sandy doesn't. I don't. My animal friends. You have little Finley, Gary.
Yes.
Did you have an Easter egg hunt this morning? Or this
The Easter egg hunt will be later today.
Ah, so you will you be able
yeah,
to
get this morning would have been a little early for an Easter egg hunt, so it'll be later today.
Yeah, I can remember when I was a little kid, though, me and my brother, we'd be up early playing that Red Robin to wake up my parents.
Yeah, yeah. Fortunately, we're not at that stage yet.
Yeah, how old is she now?
She'll be 3 in June.
Okay, so a little early for her to be getting up and playing the Red Robin to wake you up.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So Easter egg hunt.
Although I did get up a little earlier than planned this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my alarm clock, it's one of those smart ones that
that wasn't so smart this
morning?
Well,
it leaps ahead on its own, and today was the old...
Oh, that's right, because daylight savings time was moved, so your clock was programmed.
Yeah,
it woke you up an hour early?
The alarm goes off, and...
What a bummer.
I was like, man, I'm tired, and I'm getting dressed... And I'm downstairs.
Oh, you're already up. And
I look at the clock downstairs, and it says six. It's 6 o'clock. I'm like, what's going on? 6 o'clock. So I figured it out, and
were you able to go back to
bed? Yeah, I went back to bed.
Good for you.
Yeah, but still, I could have gone without that.
Well, yeah. I had forgot. Yeah, that big, but a lot of clock are pre-programmed for the, and we switched up the dates.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Not a good thing.
And it cost me big time.
Well, I don't know about you, but I like my sleep. And getting up an hour early, unplanned.
I know.
It's not part of my
day. It was all very confusing. It was very disorienting.
Well, at least you woke up again and you're here.
Yeah, here I am. I made it again.
Yeah. Well, and I would not have, even if something had gone wrong, I could not have overslept today because Annie Golden Retriever refused to go outside for last outs last night before bed.
I would have too.
Well, you know, because we go to bed early on Saturday night because of radio. And so she wasn't ready and she said, I'm not going. And okay, so she was ready to go this morning.
Mm.
And so she was at my bed saying, like, you know, isn't it like time to get up? Because I got to go. So, okay. I don't know how we got there, but Easter egg hunt this afternoon at Gary's house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will start Vet Sunday. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Maybe.
Mm.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call Karma Specialist and Metaphysical Mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings, Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including a Fundamentals of Animal Massage workshop in Hood River, Oregon, on April 11th. Other workshops are scheduled for May 2nd in Abbotsford, B.C., and May 16th and 30th in Redmond. For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle, every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. At Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, on the homepage there was a link to the Jones & Company Pets website. You can go there to find out all of the stuff that's on sale, because they every month they have everything but the kitchen sink on sale. It is worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. And if you need to, you can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. Be sure to join the Preferred Customer Club and get your card when you're there, because you get discounts and free food and all that good stuff. So check them out, Jones & Company Pets, and you'll find out that their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, that's right. I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Easter Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, holiday or not, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is a holiday. It is also the first Sunday of April, and that means it's Vet Sunday. Now, for the vast majority of our Vet Sundays for a lot of years now, Dr. Al Pluckner has been here. He's the author, of course, of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. But he is back in practice in Southern California, and apparently very popular because he's been having to work on Sundays. And as far as we can tell, he's going to be working on Sundays for some time. So we've been delighted to kind of get back to some of our other Animal World veterinarians. And joining us for the second time in a row, because he was here last Vet Sunday, is Dr. Bill Burlingame from Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville. Good morning again, Dr. Bill.
Good morning again, and happy Easter to everybody.
Yeah, well, happy Easter to you, too, and thank you for spending your Easter Sunday morning with us here.
You're welcome.
I hope you're not missing any Easter egg hunts or something.
Don't think so.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm sure it would just kind of slip past me, It used to be, well, at least when I was taking care of with my living with my dad, my brother would, you know, play the Easter Bunny. And he would bring us, like, Easter baskets and stuff. And because my parents treated my brother and I, you know, as kids for all of our adult lives. And they always had Easter baskets for us. And then my brother kind of took that over when my mom died. Like, he would bring us Christmas stockings, and he would bring my dad and I Easter baskets and stuff. And I'm kind of just realizing right now, you know, I guess now that Dad has passed, I guess I'm not that important in the family anymore. Because he didn't deliver those things to me now.
Maybe it's your turn.
Well, you know, to what? Well, I could get myself, you know. I was thinking about that. It's kind of like, you know, on getting yourself an Easter basket, getting yourself Valentine's. And I always tell everybody, you know, your animal friends can't go shopping, so they go shopping for them, and so get yourself a gift. And that's cool, but it's not the same as somebody else giving you, you know, an Easter basket or a Valentine.
It is nice to receive, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It's a good feeling.
Yeah. So I brought you a box of chocolates.
Yeah,
today.
I scored on some dark chocolates, heart healthy dark chocolates.
Well, yeah, because he said I'll do Vet Sunday on Easter, but you, well, what did you want? You wanted Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies, but I figured that's usually pretty cheap stuff, and I figured you deserve the best.
Thank
so you,
you
got a little chocolate egg, but then you got my favorite, my drug of choice, and that would be Harry and David's dark chocolate truffles. So, enjoy.
Works for
me.
I
noticed the box is already open.
Well,
would that
we haven't,
mean that have we started to
we
get...
We haven't broken the inner seal
oh,
yet.
I see. Only the yeah. outer the outer
just
package.
The outer seal, so...
At some well, point...
We're going to do a quality control this morning.
Ah, that is really good.
Uh-huh.
It is really, really good. Okay. So, anyway, Dr. Bill is here. Now, when... you're not fooling around with us here on Animal World. You are up in the Marysville area, Quilceta
yeah.
Vet Clinic. Hmm?
I've been up there for gee willikers.
Yeah, how long have you
30
been?
30 years, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
Now, are you like a native Northwesterner here?
No, I...
Where'd you come from?
They kicked me out of Ohio back in...
they didn't watch anymore, huh?
They caught on to it.
Yeah.
Back in 79, I decided to come out here, and I
did
stuck.
You go to vet school back there?
Went to school in Ohio, that's right. And I decided to move on after a couple years in Ohio, and this is where I end up, and it was a great decision.
And the Quilceta Vet Clinic, that was your practice. You started that practice,
yeah,
did
started,
you not?
Yep, 1980, and I sold it about 5 years ago now to Dr. Tanya Lamb.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they've done a really good job. They got a great group of ladies there, and it's
but
a
you're
very,
still there.
They let me work there. Yeah,
they let you work there.
Yeah,
now?
They let me go in a couple days a week, and a really nice group of people to work with.
It really is. I mean, because you're my animals. You're my personal veterinarian, my animals doctor, and so I'm up there from time to time. It really is a great place, and you do have a fabulous staff up there, and. And speaking of Marysville, you're right across and down the street from Jones and Company Pets.
Just down the road.
Yeah, yeah. So old home week up
mm-hmm.
there in Marysville.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were here last month, and we had a great time talking about all kinds of stuff. We didn't have a lot of time to get into Dr. Pleckner, the Pleckner syndrome and all of that sort of thing, and we're kind of intending to spend a little more time with that this week. I do want, before we get into stuff, to let you folks know that we will have open phone lines for the rest of the show, and you may now call in whenever you like. We would be happy to entertain your animal medical care questions on the air. Dr. Bill is, like I say, I kind of described what you practice as I find you to be a very balanced veterinarian, extremely knowledgeable, and doing a nice combination of traditional medicine, alternative, holistic type stuff, and you seem to be open to just about everything.
I'm fairly open, and I just figure if I don't know about it, it doesn't mean it doesn't work.
See, and that's what's so refreshing. You have no ego involved in all of this, my way or the highway sort of stuff.
Need to learn about it, and so it's a nice blend, I guess. I don't do a lot of, you know, I don't have my personal skills of acupuncture and chiropractic and things like that,
mm-hmm.
or homeopathy or things, but I'm totally open to that, and I'll guide people in those directions if I think
it's
appropriate.
Yeah, because there are other practitioners sure. around you that are mm-hmm. very good at that, and, mm-hmm. And you work with them.
Right.
A lot. Like, I know, don't you? You work one of our other our vet, Animal World vets, Dr. Doug Yearout.
That's right.
Because he's like a traditional homeopath.
Homeopath, right.
I was going to say homeopathist, but mm-hmm. I think I made that word yeah. up. I think it's a homeopath.
Yeah, he does some really neat work.
So a lot of neat about. So at any rate, we will entertain your animal medical care questions throughout the show today, and you may call at any time. You can also call to win any of our free books, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic by Dr. Al Pluckner, also Food Pets Die For by Ann Martin, and we've got the Robin Alexis Soul Spa giveaway. So here are the phone numbers you may call at any time. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And if you are outside of our local calling range, toll free 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And then you can send us an email throughout the show to our live email address. We will get it here in the studio. And it's pretty simple. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. And, you know, it would be wonderful, folks, send us an email or give us a call. You know, wouldn't it be nice to know that we are actually somebody's listening? Wouldn't it be nice to know?
Yeah, we need to verify that someone's yeah, hearing us.
Well, you know, because it is Easter Sunday.
I'm listening.
We could be. Well, Gary's listening. Sandy's sometimes listening. She's listening. A lot of times she's on the phone, so she's not listening. She's listening. She's waving. So do you think there's anybody out there?
We'll find out.
And we're all sitting here. Hey, yay! Somebody is there. Okay. All right. We would love you to call. So anyway, Dr. Bill, I'm trying to think how many, I don't even know how many years I've known you. I'm remembering, I had a picture in my mind. I think I first met you at a veterinary type seminar somewhere. I remember you had a red sweater on.
Uh-oh.
And how about this?
A red sweater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the Billinghurst seminar, possibly?
I bet that was. Ian Billinghurst, who was the Australian veterinarian who rode Give Your Dog a Bone
mm-hmm.
and Grow Your Puppies with Bones. He started the kind of the raw food feeding.
Right. I haven't heard much from him recently.
No. Well, he was, because he wrote Give Your Dog a Bone mm-hmm. and Grow Your Puppies with Bones, which kind of were like the first real definitive direction on raw feeding. And then he started the BARF, Bones and Raw Food Diet mm-hmm. stuff. But you're right, I haven't heard anything.
We should Google him and see if what he's doing.
Yeah. Now I think Sandy's on the phone. But, well, we'll get her attention and we'll have her Google him at some point. Now, we were just talking about Dr. Ian Billinghurst, that we hadn't heard anything about him, and we thought it would be fun to Google him and see if there's anything that he's up to these days. So, okay, Sandy's on that. All right. At any rate, I don't even remember how long ago that was, but it was a long time.
Mm.
Long time.
I don't know, 15...
Yeah, and then someone asked me yesterday how long we've been doing Animal World, how long we've been on the air. And I know it's been at least 17 years. But and you joined the group of Animal World vets back in our Como days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea how many years you've been doing this show?
I think I came down the first time with Dr. Brune.
That's right, Dr. John.
Dynamic duo was coming down.
Right, and because yeah. you guys were good buddies.
Yeah, still are.
You still good buddies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dr. Brune was at North Creek.
And he was your veterinarian, I think.
No.
You used to take...
My parents.
My
parents
okay.
took their mm-hmm. animals to him. Because mm-hmm. At that point, see, I was out in Monroe then. Mm-hmm. So Mike Saluski was my horse vet and was also doing my small animal stuff. Well, and Dr. Larry Siegler
mm-hmm.
is who I was with at the time. But at some point I switched to. But anyway, Dr. John, he's still at North Creek?
Oh, yeah.
Is he still actively in practice and all of that?
Full time.
Yeah?
full time.
Because I think he moved his. I used to drive by.
He's got a new building.
Yeah, I used to drive by the old place on the Bothell Everett Highway, and I don't know. Is it still on?
It's down the road a bit.
Down the road a bit? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the new place.
It's very nice.
We'll have to check
he
that out.
He did a great job.
We'll have to check that out. All right, so at some point, I guess you must have become my personal vet.
I think when you started
the Pluckner stuff, is that probably
when you started working with Al's concepts, you know, you just decided to find somebody to institute the work.
That's right, because I started with kind of the first thing when Dr. Al first did the show, which would be probably was the first Sunday of December in 2002, I think. So what is that? Almost 8 years, mm-hmm. 7 years? The first animal we tested was my horse, because so we can talk about that. And that Mike Saluski did that. But then I needed with all the stuff that's going on with Abyssinians and Annie Golden, I needed somebody who would do small animals, and that's when we found you. Now Sandy wants to interrupt here, so Sandy, what's up?
Well, you asked about Dr. Ian Billinghurst.
Yeah.
And yes, he's still here, and he pretty much looks the same, just a little bit older. His beard has some gray in it. He still has, if anybody wants to see who he is and what he does, he started something called the BARF diet, which is a raw food diet.
And bones and raw food diet.
Right. And B-A-R-F. He has, he used to have a hard copy magazine, because I don't know whether you knew it or not, I wrote for his magazine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but then he decided that he didn't want to deal with a hard copy magazine, and he has a website called BARF World, B-A-R-F World. So if you go to barfworld.com, you can read anything about Dr. Billinghurst you would like. You can also become a member, which is free, and just find out all about the things that he does.
Because he's the one that really kind of started the whole raw food
craze, didn't he? And yeah. He's from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he looks just like he looked when we met him, except that his beard's pretty gray.
Yeah, okay.
Like all of us.
Yeah, because way back when, he did spend time in the States here and come over. He was promoting his books and
yes.
Teaching and that kind of stuff. And
he
so
hasn't
we
written anything new.
Nothing new?
No.
Nothing new?
Okay. No, just grow your puppies with bones and give your dog a bone.
Are the two books
that he has out. He doesn't have any more books out.
All right. Now, when we were talking about who's listening, the phone rang a couple times.
It was Alexa.
Oh, she's listening.
They're at a dog park, so there's people listening at the dog park.
Well, hey, happy Easter at the dog park, everybody. Well, it's a beautiful day to be at the dog park.
Oh, and so Dr. Billinghurst still has his wife. And he has 5 children. 3 Ooh. Dogs, 2 cats, that's what I said too, Bill. 1 budgie, 5 geese, 17 cows.
Wow.
And his life is busy working around his veterinary practice, traveling, writing, gardening, and most of the spare time is dealing with many BARF inquiries. So it sounds like he's doing quite well with 5 children.
Good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, very good. All right, and so I think we are absolutely right on in terms of when I started working with you, Dr. Bill, is when the Pluckner stuff all came to light. Mm-hmm. So that was when Al's latest book, Pets at Risk, came out, and I believe that came out in the fall of 2002. I believe that's the case. And I, of course, got a review copy. I had been following Dr. Pluckner's stuff since his original book came out, which was called Pet Allergies, and that was in the early 80s. And I can remember, Dr. Bill, I was a vet tech at the time and working at Green Lake Animal Hospital. And of course, I was already a trainer and working at becoming a behavior therapist with animals and that kind of stuff. And his book crossed my path, and it was like the first part of the book was all about food and food allergies and how food allergies develop, because he was really the guy that brought food allergies to light. And he created the first hypoallergenic diets. He was responsible for introducing lamb and rice, venison and rice. He did that through formulating the Nature's Recipe products way back when. And boy, when I read that first half of that book, it was like bells and whistles for me. And I really started working with all of that because golden retrievers were my breed of choice at that point. And of course, they're very food sensitive. And it was hard to have goldens and not have hot spots and allergic reactions and all that sort of stuff. From the time I read that first book of Al's and started working with hypoallergenic formulas and then specifically the food rotation, because he explained that consistent exposure to the same food is what helped allergies develop, and getting on a rotation basis, I have not had a hot spot on a dog ever since that time. That's and of course amazing. I've had golden retrievers, well, I had German Shepherds and golden retrievers, and ever since. And yeah, and that it is pretty amazing. Now, the second half of the book was all about the Pleckner syndrome and this hormonal or endocrine immune imbalance. But back then, it was so difficult to diagnose and test for, and there really wasn't an easy or reasonably priced way to deal with it. And I couldn't get any of the vets I was working with back then to even look at it. So that kind of was backburnered. I just worked with the food stuff. And man, that helped me solve a lot of behavior problems. It didn't happen often, but in my practice of working with people privately in their homes and helping them understand their animals and solve, you know, behavior and training issues, from that point on, I always dealt with food and what they were feeding. And in most cases with problem dogs and behavior, I would adjust the feeding with my clients. But we had to do some behavior modification or training or something to solve the behavior problems. But every once in a while, I'd get a really screwball case, a dog really, you know, serious behavior problems. And I'd educate the people, but they hadn't had time to do anything but deal with the diet. You know, because they have to feed the dog all the time. So they'd make the switch to the hypoallergenic formulas and the rotation diets, and the behavior problems changed immediately before they had any time to do anything. So that was like, it's like a real flag of, ooh.
Yeah, the behavior impacts of the Pleckner syndrome are really quite amazing. You know, some of the referrals that you send me and some other trainers send me is just when you get those dogs balanced and get their diet cleaned up, it's amazing. And these are dogs that have, you know, failed the Prozac test and things like that, where they just have behaviors that just drive the owners crazy.
All right. Well, so for anybody that doesn't know, let's go into a little bit about what this is all about. So Al's latest book came out, No Two, Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. He talks about the food and all of that. But by this point, from the 80s, he's had a lot of time to kind of refine what he was doing and come up with a blood test panel to actually check for this imbalance. And as we always describe it when he's on the air, this is a basic endocrine immune imbalance that relates to dogs, cats, horses, and humans that we know of. He's also worked with zoo animals and some wildlife, so we think it's a pretty common thing. And one is either born with it and it's a genetic thing, or it can happen as a result of stress, toxic exposure, that sort of thing, or it can happen as a result of just getting older and old age. And how I've refined kind of the explanation is let people know is that for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not putting out enough cortisol, and cortisol being a normal hormone that our bodies have to have.
Got to have it.
In balance to be healthy. So cortisol in and of itself is not a bad thing, although we think of it as a bad thing. It's cortisone has gotten a real bad rap, but it is a normal hormone that we need. And so our adrenal glands are either not putting out enough cortisol, or the cortisol that is being produced is defective in some way and not recognized and responded to appropriately by the body. So what Dr. Al says then is that the inner layer of the adrenal gland starts spitting out estrogen. And herein lies the problem, because it's not ovarian estrogen, it's adrenal estrogen. The estrogen gets high enough, it then begins to bind, interfere with, or basically prevent from working other hormones in the body, particularly the thyroid hormones.
Yeah, that's where the quagmire begins, is no one's really figured out what truly is going on there. And I still have lots of questions. I mean, the more I read, the more confused I get, to be honest, as far as, does the estrogen levels start to elevate first, and then the cortisol levels are encumbered on their
function? Yeah, and that's probably the part of the problem, isn't it, that Dr. Al had been kind of like in his own little world for the last 40, 50 years, working with patients, and he had to make a choice. Did he want to be the researcher and
right.
do all the scientific studies, or did he want to help his patients? He decided he wanted to help his patients.
Right.
So he did his own little studies, his own little research to figure out what was going on, and developed a program that really, really worked. But there isn't any scientific foundation of information to go to that explains all
there's
of this.
There's no reference data to
yeah,
go to.
Okay,
he's kind of out there on his own and come up with some great concepts, and the orthodox veterinary community is really lagging behind. But, you know, they're doing a lot of work in this area on the human side.
Yeah. Well, and let me finish before we run out of time. I'll finish out the explanation so we can go off talking about this. At any rate, the estrogen goes up. He says it binds other hormones, and then the antibodies start to deplete. And then once that happens, then it can affect the individual, human or animal, with disease process, like his book says, from allergies to cancer, cancer, allergies, seizures, inflammatory bowel, gum disease, all that kind of stuff, or behavior, extreme and irrational fear and aggression, that kind of stuff. The blood test panel he developed to test for it is called an EI1 panel, and unfortunately there's only one lab in the country that's doing it. But it we can diagnose the imbalance that way, and then depending on what kind of a physical body you're in, the treatment varies somewhat. There is no cure that we know of at this point necessarily, but there's hormone replacement therapy.
Correct.
And then depending, the treatment for dogs is a little different than cats, as it's a little different for horses, a little different for humans. And with humans and dogs, for sure, we know that the food and food allergies is a major component of all of this. So does that kind of encapsulate?
Yeah, that's perfectly clear now.
Perfectly clear, huh? So, when going back to that first show that Dr. Al did with me, I at that point I was having trouble with my horse, Danny, who my mom had recently died. I had moved back into the city to take care of my dad. I had to move my horse out of my farm and all of that, and he tanked because he was like 28 years old. And at that point he was like, he looked like a skeleton with skin on him. Dr. Saluski had diagnosed him with cancer, said nothing he could do. Let me know when it's time to put him down. And when I explained to Dr. Al what was going on, he said, I don't think your horse has cancer. I think he was old, you know, and his adrenals were starting to tank. The emotional hit of separating from you and the farm set him really into this imbalance. And Dr. Al's famous words, doesn't hurt to test. Why don't you just test his blood?
Right.
So we did. And Dr. Saluski came out, took blood and all of that. And, of course, Mike was like, okay, you know, this is really ridiculous. We're not, but I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, because it's you, Martha, we'll do it. And, of course, a week later, we got the results back, and Dan was classically imbalanced. Dr. Mike prescribed the medication, which for horses, believe it or not, is only thyroid medication. And which is a little cheap powder you put in their food. Dan had a 180-degree turnaround instantly, and within 5 weeks, gained all his weight back. With all the problems went away. The bone that was broken in his knee healed, and he lived to almost 34 and died of unrelated issues. So pretty amazing. Now, after that is when I hooked up with Dr. Bill on this. So we will continue the story, and then we're going to talk about what you're doing with all of this work now. And go from there. And remember, if you've got animal healing questions,